It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 8th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $44,673. ETH is down slightly at $2,420, and Binance Coin is up slightly at $316. Well, Coinbase's latest State of Crypto report says the blockchain tech could have saved Americans $74 billion in credit card fees in 2022, translating to around $600 per household. This insight was derived from translating data from various sources, including the SEC and U.S. Census Bureau. The report also reveals that over 70% of Americans want a faster and cheaper financial system. Coinbase emphasizes that blockchain tech not only benefits consumers, but also businesses, potentially reducing their expenses significantly. The Thai SEC has leveled charges against the former CEO of ZipMex Thailand. Allegedly, customer assets from the exchange's Z-Wallet were moved overseas before any official announcement were made about changes to terms and conditions. This action contradicted information previously provided by ZipMex Thailand, leading the SEC to accuse the exchange of fraud and providing false statements. Following the SEC's directive last week, ZipMex Thailand suspended its digital asset trading and brokerage services. The SEC also found discrepancies in reports submitted by ZipMex Thailand. The commission has filed a complaint against the ex-CEO with the Office of the Provincial Crime Suppression. Well, approximately 25% of the total ETH supply is now staked on the Ethereum network, a significant milestone for the platform. The surge in staking participation follows the Ethereum Chapella upgrade in April of last year, which introduced the option for users to withdraw their staked ETH. Liquid staking solutions like Lido and Rocket Pool have made the process more accessible, allowing for the staking of smaller amounts of ETH. However, staking rewards have decreased, dropping from a peak of 8.6% post-Chapella to under 4% currently. Lido Finance dominates the ETH staking landscape, accounting for over 31% of ETH staked. Coinbase and Binance take the second and third spot, respectively. And finally, crypto startup Superform Labs has secured $6.5 million in seed and angel funding. The startup aims to simplify DeFi with its cross-chain crypto yield marketplace, allowing users to deposit funds into listed vaults and earn yield. Superform offers a streamlined interface for managing yield. Currently in early access mode across 7 EVM-compatible networks, the platform is set to launch its public version in the first quarter of this year. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.